Growing up as a child in Katiti village in Impeji district was no easy life for Basil Mota and his 8 siblings. He frequently watched his mother, a farmer, try and grow and sell bananas. She was frequently exploited by unscrupulous middlemen. 15 years later, Mota is now in his 3rd year at Makerere University. He explained that his mother's experience inspired him to develop a farmer's app.
We used to go to the village to farm. It is here that I learned about agriculture, and it is here that I learned about how the farmers are exploited by middlemen who buy from them at a very low cost and sell at a very exorbitant price, making abnormal profits at the expense of the farmers' labor. I decided to start up AgroDuka to enable farmers identify markets around them and the different prevailing prices so that they avoid being cheated by the middlemen.
Agriculture is the engine of Uganda's economy. Crops like coffee, rice, cotton, sorghum, and lots more are grown commercially. In the first stages, the AgroDuka app will help banana, beans, and maize farmers. Later, he hopes to add more crops to the app.
We would love to get legitimate farmers and legitimate buyers. We wouldn't love to get ghost accounts on the platform. So what we do is that we reach out to farmers and then we talk to them and identify what crops they grow, how much they would love to sell them, and then we can register them on our platform. We talk to buyers as well and identify if they are credible buyers.
The app's operations manager is fellow student Jordan Nahawi, who is having lunch with friends in the university cafeteria. They are hoping to launch it on the Play Store soon.
You know, at times as a student, you have to think outside the university and be part of the fast-moving world. When Mota developed this innovation, he called us to help him play different roles. And mine was to support farmers growing different crops, contact them, hook them up to the AgroDuka system. So far, we have a network of farmers, yes, in districts like Jinja, Masaka, Barara, and we hope to expand in that by the time we upload on the Play Store, we're good to go. And I believe, yes, along the way, we'll encounter challenges, but we'll cross the bridge when we get there.
St. Balikudembe Market is one of the busiest places in the city, where fresh foods straight from the farm are offloaded. Nanja Scovia is a vendor who buys 5 bags of cassava a day from middlemen. She then sells what she buys in the hope of making a small profit. She says the ever-fluctuating food prices affect her sales and she would love the chance to cut out the middlemen.
When you arrive here very early at about 5 in the morning, food is bought cheaply. The prices keep changing depending on the supplier, and the price of food here is not the same as in other markets. Meanwhile, those who have enough money to buy straight from the farmers are the ones that make more profit.
Farmers are also frustrated by the system. Nagudi Jessica lives just meters away from her garden. She has a commercial small holding in Kamoli district. She owns 4 acres of maize fields, which have been her source of income for the last 7 years. Every harvest, Nagudi Jessica hopes to harvest about 100 sacks of maize, but the price she can sell to the middlemen is peanuts compared to the prevailing market price in the cities.
You see, these so-called middlemen tell us market prices keep going down and down. And what they pay us, sometimes we cannot negotiate. They move from village to village, buying from everyone. You see, maize is on high demand, but we know they sell it to Kenya, South Sudan. The army even buys, police and the schools, even those refugees. So they make a lot of money. And I believe when we receive that technology, that telephone technology from the university students, where we will find our best buyers, it will be the best news.
Charles Ochichi of Enterprise Uganda is enthusiastic about the app too. He invites me to his office. He thinks the government should intervene and help such young innovators solve community problems.
I think the first thing is that it tells you that this country has got the brains that can bring genuine solutions for our kind of local problems. The biggest challenge our farmers have is a huge supply of produce, all of them doing so at the same time. And they have no idea that somewhere, some few kilometers away, is somebody who needs to buy such produce at a good price. This kind of app will sort out such a problem. It is about sharing information. We have the brains to get solutions that relate to our real challenges. Young brains that are that bright need to be supported and allowed to concentrate on innovation. To think through a concept that delivers a solution takes time. Now, if we do not assist this young man to walk that journey of commercializing the thing, because it should be easy to use, affordable. Now, if those are achieved, the innovation will work.
It is hoped that the AgroDuka internet app, designed by a Makerere University student, will put an end to the misery and frustrations farmers experience at the hands of unscrupulous middlemen who buy from them cheaply and sell exorbitantly. The app is due to be online in December 2017, and once it is up and running, the middlemen at the market might have to think again about how to make their profits. The middleman I talked to says he's worried about this app because it will reduce on the clientele they have built and maintained for a long time. However, they are still hopeful to stay in business. He also said some rural farmers won't cope up with this development because they are computer technology illiterate with no established body to negotiate for them. For DW, this is Frank Yiga in Uganda.